found in Mark's gospel. There is a very early testimony that connects Mark with Peter, written by a bishop in Asia Minor within 60 or 70 years of these events. Papias, bishop of Hierapolis. Sorry. He wrote these words. Mark, having become the interpreter of Peter, wrote down accurately whatever he, that is Peter, remembered of the things said and done by the Lord. Mark wrote Peter's memories. And we know from Scripture that Mark became very special in Peter's eyes. When Peter wrote his final letters from Rome, 1st and 2nd Peter, at the beginning of Nero's persecution around the year 60 AD. It was a terrible time for Christians. And we know that John Mark was there with Peter, for Peter mentions him in his letter. And we know that he became precious to him, for in his letter, 1 Peter 5:13, Peter calls him, Mark, my son. My son, Mark. What about Paul? We left them in Jerusalem with a broken relationship. Paul was so angry with John Mark that when Barnabas wanted to take him again on their second missionary journey, Paul absolutely refused. And they disagreed so strongly about this that they broke relationship, that Paul broke his longtime partnership with Barnabas, and he left with Silas, and Barnabas left with John Mark and went to Cyprus. And from that point on, the camera of Scripture stays focused upon Paul. One of the most beautiful stories of forgiveness and restoration is embedded in our story of John Mark and his relationship with the Apostle Paul. Paul had given up on this young man, refused to have anything to do with him. But the story was not finished. For we meet them again in Rome. Paul is now in prison in Rome, and he is writing from there what will be his last recorded letter, his letter to Timothy and 2 Timothy, and Paul is in great distress. Everybody has left him. He's been deserted, and he's alone except for Luke. And he writes, appealing to Timothy for help. He says, please come to me here. There's pathos in his words. And then he adds something amazing, something we would not have expected. He writes in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11, get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. This young man who had failed so spectacularly in Perga, who had abandoned his team and left them with his work unfinished, whom Paul had written off as of no more use, who Paul was still so angry with that he broke his longtime partnership with Barnabas, refusing to take John Mark. And now Paul wrote and said, get Mark. I need him here. He's valuable to me in this ministry. What a change. What a redemption has taken place in the life of this young man, John Mark. You see, our story is not over until the last chapter is written. What do you remember about your own salvation story? If you were to sit down this afternoon and write out your story, the story of how God has interacted with you, how God has provided for you, how you have responded to God, how you have treated God, what would you say? Was there ever a time in your life when you failed the Lord and those around you? Was there anyone who came alongside to redeem you in your great discouragement, to restore you? If your life were to end today, would that be where you want that story to finish? Perhaps if Mark's story can tell us anything, it tells us that God is in the business of redeeming and shaping people. People like you and me. That God never gives up on us. That God wants us to keep trying, to keep growing, to keep serving, and if we fall down, to get up and shake off the dust of failure and sin and keep walking with God. As long as you are breathing, your life is not over, and you still have time to write a new chapter with God. I want to finish. We know that both Peter and Paul were martyred in Rome. And tradition tells us that not long after the death of Paul, around 65 AD, and at the height of the persecution by Nero, Nero was setting Christians on fire as torches in his gardens at night. It was a terrible time for Christians. That Mark wrote his gospel from Rome for a church under siege. And it was so important, a testimony that both Matthew and Luke quote Mark extensively. He wrote about a Savior, a suffering Savior, who died to give us life, who rose from the grave. He wrote a story of hope, of a future. It is my favorite gospel. And I am so pleased to serve a church that bears this man's name. And my prayer for us this morning is that we would follow the example of our patron saint and keep walking with God, keep serving with God, keep writing a new chapter of our life in faith and fellowship with our Lord and Savior. That's the example Mark set for us. May God give us the grace to walk in his footsteps. Amen.